A test of poetry. What do you mean by rashes of ash? Is industry systematic work, assiduous activity, or ownership of factories? Is ripple agitate lightly? Are we tossed in tune when we write poems? And who or what emboss with gloss insignias of air? Is the fabric about which you write in the epigraph of your poem an edifice, a symbol of heaven? Does freight refer to cargo or lading carried for pay by water, land, or air? Or does it mean payment for such transportation or a freight train? When you say a commoded journey, do you mean a comfortable journey or a good train with well-equipped commodities? But then why do you drop the A before slumberous friend? And when you write in Why I Am Not a Christian, you always throw it down, but you never pick it up. What is it? In Harbor of Illusion, does vein refer to a person's vein under his skin, or is it a metaphor for a river? Does lot mean one's fate or a piece of land? And does camphor refer to camphor trees? Moreover, who or what is nearing? Who or what has fell? Or does fell refer to the skin or hide of an animal? And who or what has stalled? Then is the thoroughfare of noon's atoll an equivalent of the template? In Fear of Flipping, does flipping mean crazy? How about strain? Does it mean a severe trying or wearing pressure? Or effect, such as a strain of hard work? Or a passage, as in a piece of music? Does mercury refer to a brand of oil? In the lines, shards of bucolic pastry, anchored against cactus cabinets, Nantucket buckets. Could we take it as pieces of pies or tarts are placed in buckets, which are made of wood from Nantucket, anchored against cabinets, small rooms, or furniture, with cactus? What is nut flack? I suppose by the caucus of Caucasian, you refer to the white people's meeting of a political party to nominate candidates. But who is Uncle Hodgepodge? And what does familiar freight to a returning antelope mean? You write, the walls are our floors. How can the walls be floors if the floors refer to the part of the room which forms its enclosing surface and upon which one walks? In, and the floors, like balls, repel all falls. Does balls refer to nonsense? Or to any ball, like a basketball? Or to guys? Or to a social assembly for dancing? Falls means to descend from a higher to a lower, or to drop down, wounded or dead. But what is the so-called overall mesh? Is garbage heap the garbage heap in the ordinary sense? Why does garbage heap exchange for so-called overall mesh? Since a faker is one who fakes, how can arbitrary reduce to faker? Who or what are disappointed not to have been? Does frames refer to form, constitution, or structure in general, or to a particular state as of the mind? In the sentence, if you don't like it colored in, you can always Xerox it and see it all gray. What is it? What does colored in mean? A few lines later, you write, you mean image form when you've got bratwurst. Does bratwurst refer to sausage? Does the line mean the sausage you saw reminded you of a farm which you imagined? Does fat bottom boats refer to boats with thick bottoms? Is humble then humped used to describe the action of one who plays golf? In the phrase, a sideshow freak, the freak refers to a hippie? Sideshow refers to secondary importance? Or an abnormal actor in the sideshow? Then who or what is linked with steam of pink? And how about the tongue-tied tightrope? And how about the tongue-tied tightrope stalker? Does the stalker refer to one who is pursuing stealthily in the act of hunting game? The stalker is a witness at first and then a witless witness? You write, the husks are salted. What kind of nut husks can be salted for eating? What does bending mean? To become curved, crooked, or bent? Or to bow down in submission or reverence, yield, submit. Does bells refer to metallic sounding instruments or a kind of trousers? Just a few lines later, you have the phrase, felt very poured. Who felt poured? Toys? Is humming in the sense of humming a song? Stepped into where? Not being part of what? In No Pastrami, Walt, I'm with you in Sydney, where the echoes of Mamaroneck howl down the outback's pixelating corridors. Does the pastrami refer to a highly seasoned shoulder cut of beef? Is Mamaroneck a place in the U.S. where wild oxes howl? I take it corridors refers to the passageway in the supermarket. Could I read the poem as, the speaker is doing shopping in a supermarket in Sydney. He is walking along the eccentric passageways among the shelves on which goods are placed. He does not want to buy the pastrami, as he seems to have heard the echoes of wild oxes howling in the U.S. while he addresses Walt Whitman. In No End to Envy, does the envy refer to admire or in the bad sense?